What's up? We are back with another Daily Buckeye Blitz for Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. I am your host, Joe Warwick. And here we go. Today's topic on your five-minute Buckeye Blitz is offensive line, the big fuglies, the big dogs. That was weird. Anyway, why did I start sounding like? Yeah, forget it. Anyway, let's talk offensive line. We're going to go through the two deep. We're going to talk about snap counts from last year. We're going to talk about the guys that have moved on. And I'm going to give you the two deep all across the line, every position. So let's get into it. Okay, so we lost Harry Miller. I hope he's doing well. Thayer Munford and NPF moved on to the NFL. So that leaves us with a bunch of dudes. Not a lot of experience, though. So let's talk about who's coming back and how they played last year as far as their snap counts. So Luke Whippler led the offensive line with 860 snaps, basically played every freaking snap. Dewan Jones, right up there, 791. Paris Johnson Jr., 768. Now, NPF and Thayer Munford were over 700 each, so scratch those guys. Those are guys that we're going to have to replace. Matt Jones, 459. You remember seeing him on the field a lot, mostly at guard for Thayer when he went down. And then Donovan Jackson had just over 100 snaps. Josh Fryer right there behind him with 94. Enoch Vamahi was 76. Toby Wilson, 56. Jacob James with 10. Trey LaRue with 8, and Zen Michalski with 2. So some experience, but a lot of inexperience. So let's talk about starting at left tackle, what we have here. We got obviously have some moving around. We got Paris Johnson going from guard out to tackle. So he'll be your starting left tackle, Paris Johnson Jr., the junior. And then backing him up, I have Josh Fryer. I also have him as our swing man. I think he'll be the sixth O lineman to go in if somebody were to go down. So let's keep that in mind as we're talking about each position here. And he's a third-year sophomore, so he's still got some time left. Did injure himself in pregame of the Michigan game, but they say that he's back and 100% healthy and going through workouts. So that's good to hear. So he's my sixth man. Left guard. I got Donovan Jackson, the five-star coming in, sophomore year. He's your starter. Mark it in pencil, pen, whatever. I don't care. Cement. And backing him up, I got Enoch Vamahi, fourth-year guy. I think he's going to get some snaps, especially in some garbage time. I mean, late third, early fourth quarter, look for him to be in the game at left guard. Center, obviously, Luke Whippler is not going anywhere. Just a junior, keep that in mind. So it'll be interesting to see if he comes back for another year. Kind of doubt it. Two years of starting well at Ohio State will probably earn you an NFL draft pick and first couple days anyway. Backing him up, this is where things get a little murky and I could go a few different directions, but I'm going to go Jacob James to back up Luke Whippler. This is the one position where I don't think Josh Fryer fills in necessarily. I think you go with somebody that you've trained up through camp, you know, through workouts, and centers are just a different animal, you know. So, yeah, Jacob James there, third-year sophomore, by the way. So he's got plenty of eligibility left. Look for him to possibly move up next year in 2023 into the starter role, possibly. Right guard, obviously Matt Jones. He's my guy there. Fifth-year guy. So this is it. This is his contract year. He needs to show up and have a great season. Backing him up, I got Trey LaRue. The big 6'7" kid out of Norwalk. He is a third-year guy. At right tackle, I got Dewan Jones, of course, the big man, big easy, the 6'8" monster. He's a senior. Should have another year of eligibility if he chooses to take it. I kind of doubt it. Hopefully he has a good year. And again, another contract year for this guy. And then backing him up at right tackle, I got Zen Michalski, redshirt freshman. So again, Josh Fryer could fill in at either that right guard or right tackle position, in my opinion. So a lot of experience and a lot of inexperience. It's kind of a 50-50 split almost. So interesting to see how this O-line gets together. I like having real guards at guard positions, not four tackles. So we have real guard bodies, guys that are, you know, nasty down in the muck, getting shit done. I like having that at left and right guard. And then our dancing bears on the outside with Paris and Dewan. I think this might be one of the better O-lines we've seen at Ohio State in a few years. So hit me up. Let me know. Let me know what you think. If you disagree, that's fine. I'll respond. Let me know. And if you've got a different two deep, I'd love to see it. Anyway, as always, we'll hit you up tomorrow. Have a good one. Go Bucks.